Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio. Also, CJ's son, Ryan, is here. He's hanging. It's like bring your kid to work day.
It is.
It is. Which is great because, you know, we're talking about giving the gift of scuba. And basically, you're giving him at least, not necessarily the gift today, but at least the idea.
The gift of scuba radio.
Ooh, well, you'll be you'll have to apologize for that. For
no exchanges, no refunds.
Several weeks. Good point. We do need a disclaimer. Also, via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy. We have Mark. We have Casey.
Hello.
The whole gang's here. We got a big old party going on with the show today. And if that weren't enough, we finally brought a female into the mix. Mermaid Rachel is with us. Rachel, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Good. Okay. Hello.
I hear the trepidation in her
she's
voice already.
She's very brave, yeah. Greg.
She is.
She's trembling.
She, she is the South Florida mermaid. How did this happen exactly, Rachel? Because it was Jared the Diver Guy who alerted me to your activities first. And then you came out to the DEMA show. You helped us out a little bit playing mermaid, doing that thing. But you've been doing this mermaid thing a while down in South Florida, correct? Right?
Yes. I don't know how it came about, really. I think it was something with social media, with some of the, they're always seeing me diving in, you know, different places, and and then it just came a self-branding, so I just went with it.
Yeah. Just one day you woke up and you had molted a tail, and next thing you know, you're a mermaid, right?
The first time I ever wore a tail was with you on the at DEMA.
What? Are you kidding
me? That's the first time I've ever worn a,
I thought this was I thought you had been doing this. So they just called you the South Florida Mermaid just because you dive all the time.
Yeah, and they would see my posts. They would see my videos of underwater.
I see.
That was the first time I've ever been in a mermaid tail. Ever.
Well, are you happy about that, or should I apologize?
No. I had fun with it. It's a great group of people. The dive community is just makes me smile. And that morning, you know, we were going with it. You know, all the prizes, they were great. So
yeah, it's a good time for sure.
See, yeah, you were raise my hand.
Well, you are a natural mermaid. There's no doubt. I thought you'd been doing this for years on your own, but little did I know.
I am underwater.
Of course, but we kind of.
I do it all from videography, from hunting to just being a normal diver.
Well, I didn't know that we had made your mermaid dreams come true at the DEMA show in Vegas, but I'm glad to have been assistance on that because I was worried that there was going to be a lawsuit or something. But but that's okay. But I hear you're doing some crazy stuff down there. So tell us about this South Florida parade that I assume has some kind of holiday Christmas theme or something that all the divers in South Florida are gathering together for today. What is this? What's going on?
Well, it's I'm supporting, my friend Tom Carpenter. He has the meetup, the Beach Divers.
Okay.
And Hollywood, they have, their Christmas parade, just like we have it in Boca here where I'm at. And they're the only dive group that walks this night parade. and hands out candy and just promotes the, you know, the dive community, getting, you know, people that wouldn't see scuba divers normally, and they mm-hmm. get them curious and they want to know about us, and they just smile.
So you guys get a bunch of divers together to participate in this parade tonight in South Florida, and what's going on is basically they're dressing up in their gear, they're wearing their gear and marching down the parade route? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We'll have BCDs on. Some have, you know, made nice little rigs, you know, some faux tanks, of course, because we're walking a little over a mile with this parade. So,
and fins? Are you guys wearing fins?
Glow sticks.
You have to wear fins, right?
Yeah, fins. You know, you're going pretty slow. I don't know. I have the mermaid pants. I'll wear the blue ones. I'll wear the green ones in FEMA, so I'll throw on those.
You've got to mix it up. Red and green, obviously holiday colors, so at least you're mixing it up in that regard. That sounds so smart.
Here's a holiday tip.
Yeah, what's that?
Put your fins on your ears and you'll look like an elf.
Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah, you know, I went, you know, what was it? Were you zip lining, and I had my snorkel and everything and my fins on, and
Rachel, it sounds like you have issues. I don't know. I don't want to call you out right here.
I have good issues. You know, any woman that says she doesn't have issues, you better run away.
I'm liking her more and more.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Quit it. Just stop it.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I take those issues underwater.
Okay,
so.
That's good. That's a good place
to take
them.
She likes to have fun.
It does. She's a diver. Of course she likes to have fun.
Sounds like she's been around this crew a little too long.
Maybe that's very
better than moonshine still at lingering.
Zip line's a good way to get away fast.
Yeah,
you
that
know,
is true.
The first person I met out of your group was Jerry, so I didn't run away. So.
Well, I apologize for that.
Jerry's the ambassador.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of our mascot. So most people or most shows can, you know, figure like you know, a stuffed animal.
The alcoholic mascot.
Exactly.
Well, I could be your mermaid mascot.
Well, okay, that's I like that. That works. But this parade going on tonight in South Florida, where exactly is it? In Fort Lauderdale or where?
It's in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
And it starts at 7.
Okay.
So we're gonna all kind of gather around 5:30.
How many divers you figure you're gonna have? A big group? Mm-hmm. How many you think you're going to have in your group of divers doing this?
We're hoping at least 60 on the the meetup group. There's, you know, there's always a bunch of people that show up, and there's a lot of feed through. So a lot of people are interested and in bringing out their kids as well. So they're going to have fun with it. So just trying to get everyone involved. And
so what is it?
It's just helping others, and that's the thing with the Into the Deep. Into the Deep travel. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, I book a dive resort trips. Same, you're familiar with it. You have some trips coming up as well.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's what we do. We're just helping each other and getting the word out there.
That's right. So yeah, your real gig is that you bring divers together and send them on trips around the world and that kind of thing. So this is kind of a nice little social event. I assume it's what the Hollywood holiday parade or something tonight. Is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah, it's a Hollywood parade.
Yeah, so definitely has a Christmas theme. So you are going to hand out candy. So are you going to?
We're going to hand out candy canes.
You're going to hand out candy canes. Now CJ suggested
for red and white
taffy.
Yeah, the diver
grabbing
flag.
Taffy and winging it at kids as you walked by them and that kind of thing. But you're just going to hand it to them? That sounds kind of like too safe.
You want me to peg it at their heads?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
winner out some smoke.
Turn it into a competition, not an exhibition, and then divers compete.
You're like, we thought those mermaids were nice. Disney kind of says that they're nice, and then this mermaid's pegging, you know, little candy canes at the kids' heads.
Yeah,
no.
For every
mermaid on Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's right.
England.
For every kid under 4 feet, you get 5 points. For over 4 feet, you get 2. You know, because adults are easier.
It would make it a lot interesting, and that's me. I definitely do things a little bit better out of the norm.
Really?
So.
Okay. Well, see, I was going to say that's why they don't invite us to come to events like that.
So if you are going to the South Florida, the Hollywood Holiday Parade, wear a welder's mask as protection, or at the very least, safety goggles, or a dive mask.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Join the party, and then you'll actually be participating in the event. Like, here, hit me with a candy cane. I'm right here. 5 points. No, 2 points. I'm an adult. Sorry.
Yeah. Nothing below the belt.
Well,
you're giving me lots of ideas. You know.
Oh, God help us.
But what if they hook one?
Oh.
I don't know, Jerry. Why would you want that?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're going to
have... that's extra point.
We're going to have to provide Rachel a bail bondsman, I think, before the end of this segment, just to be safe, you know, because we want to look out for our diving friends. But, you know, it does sound like a cool event, Rachel. I'm glad you're out there sharing the love of diving in whatever capacity. I haven't heard of a group of divers being in a holiday parade, so that is kind of a cool thing. And if you want to go down there to participate, now you know where it is, and it happens at 7 o'clock tonight. And then once again, it's what into the what's the name of the travel company again? Give that a nice plug, Rachel. What is it?
Into the deep travel.
Into the deep travel.
We're on all the social medias, Facebook, you know, the whole thing, Twitter, Instagram.
She's all over. She's everywhere.
She survived her first interview on Scuba Radio.
She did. She did excellent. That's a good mermaid right there. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
I'm Frosty.
But he waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry. I'll be back to jump one day."
Don't you get all slushy too?
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Come on.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Hurry now.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
What's the matter?
Too cold for me, man.
Frosty the Snowman.
He's a snowman, yeah. Snowman, I should say. Great. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I always wanted to see the town.
Well, okay. Just settle down, you guys. It's enough. You know, we're playing a lot of Christmas songs today. And,
happy birthday!
Oh, I forgot. He still had to say that, didn't he? That was just part of the shtick that Frosty has to do, you know? So, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But, I am Greg the Dive Master, and, you know, CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, as well as CJ's son, Ryan.
Hello.
And, Ryan, are you having fun, by the way, or are you kind of like, all right, let me the hell out of here?
I'm having tons of fun.
Tons of fun. I hear the excitement in his voice. Yeah, exactly. And the sarcasm. as well. But he's learning. He's learning on what not to do. You know, he learns from us. Is that right, CJ? And that
that's right.
Yeah.
Stay in school, do well, or you'll end up on the radio.
You know, there is the lesson that we tend to give by default. Yeah. So anyway, moving on. You know, I think Rachel will be a excellent mermaid in the future, currently and now. And I don't know, Jerry, are you prepared to fly down to Florida tomorrow and bail her out when she gets into trouble for beaming kids with candy canes? Well, on the parade route?
Yeah, we'll bail her out.
Okay. She doesn't have to fly down. You can do like an electronic funds transfer.
Oh, well, you could do that, I guess.
We'll send Dog the Bounty Hunter out.
All right. Well, that's one way to...
You know him?
Really? Of course. He knows everybody.
Yeah. You know, I'm Elvis. What do you expect?
That's right. Yeah, you know, when we were in the Vegas Strip there at the Dima show, we walked up and down the strip and we saw several Elvises.
Elvi.
Yeah, we did. And I said, look, you know, they wanted like, hey, $5 of Elvis for a picture. I was like, look, this guy's never been to
You're
Vegas
like,
before.
Man, I got my own Elvis.
No, yeah. And I said, his last name is Presley. He's really Elvis is like, illegitimate son or something. I don't know. But he has his name is Presley right there. See? And he's like, oh okay. All right. And of course, they posed and. And Jerry did his, I don't know, what do you call that pose? Just the Elvis? What is that?
The stupid look pose.
Okay, oh, well.
Karate.
The karate kind of pose. Karate, the Elvis karate pose, yeah. He did that in front of the other Elvises and this guy who was dressed up as Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover. And we got a great picture, which we'll put up on Facebook here soon. I got to thank Arthur Kearns. I got to thank Casey. Took a lot of pictures for us. We just haven't been able to get all this stuff posted up on the website yet, but they are coming. And I don't know.
I mailed that off yesterday, Greg.
Okay.
To the actual camera, and there are some classic pictures in there, and you and Wayland and Eric and everybody else, yeah. And Megan Haney Greer.
Nice.
And the thousands and thousands of listeners who stood in front of us receiving free gifts.
Yes. We got a lot of cool photos, I have no doubt. And Casey was nice enough to take some pictures. And like I said, Arthur Kearns, he took some as well. And we're going to get those posted here soon enough. Some of them are already floating around the Scuba Radio Facebook page. But that Elvis shot... is a good one. And that was on our last day in Vegas. And it was just fun. You know, it was love just hanging out with everybody from the show and just having a good old social time for
you
sure.
You and Jerry didn't get married, did you?
Oh, you know, when we
I know that's a thing.
That little chapel place?
Well, those flashbacks that I was talking about earlier, you know.
Did you delete those photos?
Oh, man.
I saw him last week, but I don't see him anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I was dressed up as like...
What happened to Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, you know, I remember dressing up as a BG or something at some point for the Dima show.
Which one of you would be the wife?
All right.
Let's settle this once and for
Didn't
all.
Didn't we cover this in the pre-show meeting that we weren't going to bring
I wasn't
up?
Here for that.
Yeah.
Hey, I was there when him and Jerry were clinking glasses over the flaming volcano at Benihana's, and they were looking pretty snug. Mm.
That's where it starts.
Yeah. Anyway, so much for
Did Jerry make you sign a prenup? That's generally a bad sign.
No, we're friends. We'll work it out.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Yeah. I married my best friend. Shut up.
Oh, jeez.
But anyway.
Yeah. Well, we did have some great conversations about dive plans for 2017. And
you and Jerry or
yeah,
just
everybody.
In general?
Yeah, everybody was there except you and Bubble Boy. You know, you guys were
Yeah, I couldn't make it. I got some stuff going on, but I'm definitely coming to Orlando. And maybe next Vegas one.
Yeah.
Can make that happen.
Well, you'll have to. Mark will have
I don't
to
have
come
an Elvis
too.
Suit, though.
Well, that isn't a prerequisite. But
we've done got your suit lined out.
I'd feel disingenuous
you're
gonna, if I wore
You're going to be a Santa Claus.
All right, there we go.
Santa Claus. That's what you're going to be.
Old Saint Stick.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's very possible. That would make sense because, actually, Dima is the day after Halloween. So there will be some potential Halloween, you know, fallout at the Dima show next year when it's here in Orlando and for our 20-year anniversary. We may end up having a costume party type of thing. because the day before, the first day of the DEMA show, will be Halloween night. So this has happened before.
So we'll all be reeking of liquor and Snickers.
Well, you know, you remember what happened when that happened a few years ago. You guys were part of that.
Yeah,
that?
We won first place.
We won best group costume at the DEMA park. We were dressed as the world's largest weight belt.
We were each a weight in a weight belt.
Yeah.
All connected.
And a big box. You know, we had each had a box or a weight, and it was a box.
If you were a diver, Ryan, you'd think that was awesome.
That must have been really cumbersome to walk around in.
Ignorance.
It was quite awkward, especially as the night progressed and the liquor flowed.
And, yeah, it was hard to get away.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't. We were locked in with four other weights. And we had to, you know, we had to stumble.
But we were locked in unison. If I remember right, we were locked into some weights we wouldn't necessarily want to get that far away from.
What do you
mean?
Yeah,
but just try and go in the bathroom with all those people.
Well, that was fun. But no, that was the beautiful part about being in your own box or your weight. You know, we had these big boxes that covered us up, and we walked around inside them. And, you know, people had no idea what you were doing inside your box or your weight.
That was secret time.
So what do you wear in your box when you're away? Is it like a kilt?
They had their mankini on. That's for me to know and you to find out.
Exactly.
Just like a kilt.
Yeah.
They had their mankini on.
Oh, well. Yeah. And, you know, but we didn't have to make any restroom stops. And that's, you know, and how that worked out is for us to know.
That's why it smelled like a truck stop.
I had an adult diaper.
Oh, gosh. How does this stuff get brought up on the radio? Dear God. Holiday mode, that's what it is. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is the holidays. We're in holiday mood. You know, we got eggnog mixed in with a mermaid rum, or maybe it's the other way around. I mean, it might be mermaid rum mixed in with a splash of eggnog. But it's taken effect with the crew here. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Also, we got Jerry the Diver Guy. Casey, my friend Casey, and Mark connected via the web as well. We might try to check in with the Dive God here in just a bit. Evidently, Tiger season is in full effect right now there in Bimini, and it is really cranking from what I've been told. So we're going to check in with the Dive God or try
they
to connect.
They don't have tigers on Bimini.
They have tiger sharks. They absolutely do.
Oh, sharks. I thought you were talking about real tigers.
Well, they might have those too. I don't know. Who would have thought they had tigers in Vegas until we were hanging out with Siegfried and ran into Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy.
Get you some of that.
Yeah.
Is that Siegfried the one that got carried off stage by his pet tiger?
No, that was Roy. No. We ran into Siegfried when we were hanging out with Mermaid Lacey, and you know, we went and took a tour of the Secret Garden there at the Mirage, and she's one of the dolphin trainers there in that complex. Really cool. And she said, go take a look at the cats and the lions and stuff from the Siegfried and Roy show, and then I'll meet you guys for dinner later. And so we go in there, and we're walking around. There's all of like five people. And then I turn around, and I see this guy dressed up like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Getting his picture taken. I'm like, what? There's some kind of, you know, impersonator guy here. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's Siegfried. And he looked closer to Arnold Schwarzenegger than he did to Siegfried. But then I realized that it was him. And we went up and we got our picture taken with him. And Jared the Diver Guy got to meet Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy on his first trip to Vegas. How cool
that's
is that?
Pretty impressive.
Well, it's something. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but it's definitely memorable.
He knew Elvis was in the house.
Well, exactly.
Come on, Greg. Come on over here and play with my kitty.
I like his zipper jacket.
I think that's what he said. Yeah, what do you like, Ryan?
His zipper jacket.
His zipper jacket was impressive. He did have a leather jacket with lots of zippers.
He was rocking it.
He said, I'll be back. Yeah, without Roy, I guess.
How would you like to be held by a kitty?
Hey,
this
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. A new one just begun.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And I think we might have him on the line. Is the Dive God with us? Come in, Dive God. Dive God, come in.
The Dive God is with you, coming in live from Mims, Florida.
From Mims, all the way from Mims. Is there a Skeeter Beater meeting going on over there in Mims, Florida today, Neil, or what?
No, we even bigger than that. It's my older brother's birthday.
Ah, well.
8-0, man.
That's not far from here, is it, Greg?
It's not. He's right down the road. Yeah. But that's good.
The corner.
Yeah. So Neil Watson, the Dive God, with us right now. So I was talking about the Tigers. They're in season over in Bimini right now. Is that right, Neil? Isn't that what's going on or what?
Well, the Hammerheads are.
The Hammer. Oh, I said Tigers. The Tigers are there all the time. It's the Hammerheads. That's what
I
meant.
We got Tigers too. But yeah. the Hammerhead migration. Actually, I talked to Neil Jr. Just a few minutes ago, he just came up from the dive, and they had three hung around for like an hour and a half or so, and
wow.
Everybody's just absolutely thrilled. I mean, what a dive that is!
Yeah,
amazing.
How does that work, Neil? With the Hammerheads there in Bimini, they come in for these winter months, so like December through what, February thereabouts. They winter in Bimini, right?
You know, we used to advertise them from January through March, but they've started. They may have always come in earlier. We just didn't know about it. But
right.
But we got the first ones in the end of November, and we're getting them pretty much every day now. So we're promoting it from the 15th of December into the middle of April. So we've kind of expanded the window a bit.
Very nice.
But yeah, they're actually the shark lab on South Bimini is doing some satellite tracking now, so maybe we'll be able to figure out where these guys come from and where they go to.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Just so we can convince them to keep coming to Bimini in the winter, man. I'm telling you.
That's right. You guys are cleaning up because everybody from around the world is congregating that loves Hammerheads to that part of the world because it's a spectacular dive. I've seen the video. I haven't done it myself yet, but how does it work? When they're cruising through the area, have they gotten kind of accustomed to the dive operators or something, and they're not very skittish? Because aren't hammerheads technically or more, more shy than other species of sharks, or no? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit of a phenomenon, just like the tiger sharks are up at Tiger Beach. You know, maybe I don't know whether it has to do with the temperature of the water or just the migratory patterns of them during that migratory period or whatever. But I mean, they hang around for like a couple of hours at a time, just circling, doing the feeds, and they're. I mean, we can position the photographer like you're going to get that money shot with that giant wide head right coming right into your face kind of deal, you know.
And nice.
They're amazingly docile to feed. I mean, my dog is more aggressive than these hammerheads are, you know.
Yeah, but they're in the area. We don't know if they're spawning or mating or whatever, or they're just there winter, spending their winter months in Bimini, like most people would want to go there in the winter months.
Yeah, I think that's it. Just hanging out in Bimini for the winter.
Absolutely.
But, And the neat thing is, I mean, usually in when I lived in Bimini, 30 years ago and was diving, I would occasionally see a hammerhead, but it would be out on the wall and it would be kind of a distant in the distance, and you just see kind of an outline of it. And the neat thing about this Hammerhead experience, it's in 20 feet of water with a white sand bottom. So it's you know, you got an hour and a half of bottom time on a tank, and you know, the visibility is just spectacular, and the photography is just picture perfect.
Yeah, well, that white background of sand just makes the pictures and the video pop when you got the big gray animals in the foreground there. It really brings them to life and makes for great photos. Even an idiot like me can get some pretty good underwater stuff in a situation like that. So it really lends itself to underwater photography for sure.
Well, that's true, but it still makes you an idiot.
Well, thank you.
Never mind.
Yeah.
With a good picture.
Yes, exactly. An idiot with a good picture. Actually,
we got some great footage on the website, BeminiScubaCenter.com. I mean, for anybody that wants to kind of get an idea exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
You know, what the dive is like and see these guys. I mean, they're just so magnificent. It's like, you know, I mean, I still love the Caribbean reef shark dives, and I mean, they're exciting and this, that, and the other. But I mean, it's like diving with sardines after you dive with these big guys. I mean, they are just massive, just like.
Yeah, you see, they're not going to eat you, and they're just like every other fish in the sea. They just happen to be big and quite unique looking as a hammerhead shark. Now, it is an extremely popular dive in Bimini. Like I said, you guys have really been doing well business-wise, but are there spots available where if someone went on the website, they could book it or call you guys right now and sneak in? Or how things doing on availability?
No, absolutely. I mean, certainly the rest of December, we got a lot of spots open. There's some spots open in January. I mean, you know, one of the problems is I could fill all three of my boats, but because we get five or six, you know, up to eight of the animals in a day, you know, we don't want to run a separate boat and delete, you know, the sharks. And we only book like 10 to 12 maximum, because everybody is there to get that money shot. You get more people than that, and it stirs up the bottom, and people are, you know, all over each other. Plus, there's the safety issue. We want to make sure we can say, you know, keep track of everybody down there.
Right.
But, we got spots open in January, and certainly probably in March. February is probably the fullest. But still, if it's, you know, a group of 12, not going to happen. But if it's, you know, two or four people, we're probably going to be able to squeeze you in. Still some spots open.
Sure. And you guys can book them over at the Big Game Club for accommodations and all that kind of stuff, too, right? Or what?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. We do the whole package. The whole package. We can handle everything for you.
Yeah,
and you know, it's, in addition, they've got Silver Airways, which is a co-share partner with both JetBlue and United. So, from people traveling anywhere in the United States, they can book all the way through to Bimini, get the bag checked all the way into Bimini. There's also a seaplane service that's quite an experience. I mean, it's really fun.
It's
called Tropic Air. Yeah. But what's really cool is we have a ferry service running out of Miami, the port of Miami. And the cool thing about that is you leave at like 8 o'clock in the morning, you get into Bimini around 10, so you can get in an afternoon dive, even a hammerhead dive. And the departure day, of course, you're not flying, so that's not an issue. It doesn't leave till 6 o'clock, so you get in, you know, two dives. So a 4-day, 3-night package, normally you would get 2 days of diving because you wouldn't dive on the arrival and departure, but using the boat, you can get in 4 days of diving on a 4-day trip, which you get double the diving.
Sweet.
And the boat's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah. Well, nice. Well, you have that, and I don't know. We've had some pretty cool experiences over there in Bimini over New Year's Eve. Are they doing anything there this year, or do you know?
I mean, they always do something. You know, we've got the big Hilton up on the north end of the island, you know, the Evil Empire, but it's a beautiful resort. And the last couple of years, they've done a huge fireworks display and have a whoop-de-doo and usually some big-name talent and stuff like that. So if anything, we'll run the boat up off off the north end and watch your fireworks display and drink and have a bit of a party and stuff.
Absolutely.
So, that's always fun. I mean, the neat thing about New Year's in Bimini, you don't have to worry about drinking and driving. You know, if you get too far off the road, your feet are wet because the island's 700 feet wide. So it's a perfect place to go for New Year's.
Right. If your feet get wet, turn around and walk the other way.
There you go.
Yes. All right. Well, the dive god, Neil Watson, thank you so much for checking in. I'll let you get back to your birthday party or your bro there in Mims, Florida. But we appreciate you checking in, my friend. Always a pleasure.
All right, pal.
All right. There you go.
Bye.
Mr. Watson. Yeah, so there you go. Who wants to go dive with hammerheads for Christmas?
I do.
Let's do it. All right, we're going to make that happen. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
IBC presents America's favorite family in a special Christmas episode.
Hi, Mom. Where's Dad? Should have been home by now.
Well, Wally, I know your father. He's out chasing beaver.
Father loves beaver.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, and that is so true. We do. We hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. And, you know, I love this time of year. I really do. This is the one time I get to play all these nutty songs and you kind of get the rush of them and then you move on to other stuff.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Gear.
Yeah, and I have some. Did you see my new Apple Watch Series 2 Nike Edition?
I did spot that.
How about
from
across
that? The room.
How about that? Hello? You know, did I have to wait, you know, get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning? And,
yes.
And wait at the local Best Buy?
Yes.
No.
No.
That's what eBay's for, CJ. Come on.
Oh.
So, but I got one.
And you're a criminal.
Hey, so yeah. It's my birthday. What's Scuba Radio giving me today?
Joy,
a
love,
hard time.
And brotherhood. A hard time, yeah. Yeah.
Brotherhood of man.
We could do that, I guess. That would be one thing.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call Neil and look into Hammerhead Diving. Maybe he'll give me a discount at least.
That'd be pretty sweet to do that. That is on my list for sure. But I
think, Greg, we need to do that this winter.
We're going to make that happen. You know,
I'll pick out a weekend. I'll go. I'm going to look into the, what is it, Tropic Air flies over there?
Well, he mentioned the new airline.
Hey, let's do the boat Silver so we can get four dives in.
Yep. Let's do the boat.
Okay. Well, I have to wait.
Fine. Do the boat. I'll fly.
I'm not clear until February 1st. It might be later now, thanks to Jerry the Diver Guy. You know, I wasn't joking. Our little excursion.
What did Jerry do?
Well, our little jaunt down the strip in Vegas threw off my blood work because I came back, a day later, and they're like, "What the hell's wrong with you?"
Jerry. Thanks.
Yeah, it's like
I didn't force you to drink it.
Yeah, your alcohol.
I just bought it for you.
Your blood has a splash. Or wait, no, your alcohol has a splash of blood in it, or something. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so I don't know. But no, I'm officially cleared February 1st, so I have to stay dry, or they want me to stay dry till
then.
So after February 1st, we're Bimini Bound.
Yeah, a Bimini Bound after February 1st as a grand radio show devoted to Greg's return.
It could happen. It could absolutely happen. Yeah, and I have several plans, trips and things in the works.
Keep me updated. I'll be there.
Well, October 7th is the one that's already written in stone, and that's with Explorer Ventures for the Scuba Radio Scuba Crew. So, Casey, you need to think about that. That's going to be in the Turks and Caicos. Mark's
I have it written down on my calendar.
Yeah, so we got that, and and then we got plenty of time to prepare accordingly for that one. But there is definitely going to be
down on my Bahamas calendar.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, it's the Turks and Caicos, so it should be in your Turks and Caicos calendar.
But it's my Stuart Cove's
it's that one.
Naked calendar.
Yeah, the one that CJ and Bubba Boy have sitting in front of them right now.
Yeah. Jerry should actually
don't
be
let Ryan
from
look
the
at
show
that.
Since he screwed up your blood work.
Ryan has left the building, and
he was looking at it.
He was looking at it. He was definitely looking at it, and that's probably why he had to leave.
I gave it to him.
You gave him the calendar?
Yeah.
I gave it to you guys last week, and you didn't take it back with you.
I told him to look at it.
I left it there for you guys last week, and you left it in the studio. What happened?
I forgot after the festivities.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah.
Post-show meeting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to do that again, but you guys can take that calendar, and put it in the appropriate place for you and Ryan or whatever. You hear what I'm saying, CJ?
Right on the fridge.
Okay. It could go there for sure.
Or, I should put that back in the studio.
You could.
Better.
You could put it in some place. Anything.
Bathroom.
That might be
gotta
more.
Gotta know what day it is.
That is so true. Okay. And StuartCoves.com. You can go there and figure out what this calendar stuff is all about.
Yeah, I think we need to start looking at putting together a Scuba Radio calendar.
They don't want to see a bunch of dudes in a calendar, I'm guessing. We're not
we
like
have
firemen.
Mermaids. We have mermaids.
Oh, there you go.
We could do it like a fireman type of thing.
No, mermaids.
No fireman. No, no. Unless you got the mermaids to do a fireman kind of thing.
Maybe on one page a mermaid, the other page, one of our crew. Kind of like the...
How about a fully clothed shot of us from about 12 feet away, black and white, small, just on the back in the corner. But this is brought to you by Scuba Radio.
Yeah. Wide angle.
Right.
Maybe a shot of all of us in the water so all they'd see is our masked face.
I like it.
Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah. Okay. That's not a bad idea. That might actually sell.
Casey, we'll just get you in a mankini. You'll be the cover page. Mm.
So they don't make a mankini that size.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
And there should be a sticker on the front that says, if you don't buy this, you will receive pictures of the Scuba Radio crew, full color 8x10, clothing optional. You think? That would sell.
That scares me.
That can't be legal.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely not legal. We'd have to set up this company in the Bahamas or something.
Hey, maybe we could make a deal with Santa. If you're good, you get a gift. If you're bad, you get a calendar from Scuba Radio.
Hmm. Featuring all the guys from Scuba Radio.
Featuring all the guys.
The men of Scuba Radio. Would you rather have that on a calendar or a box of rocks?
A lump
rocks,
of coal.
Rocks, everyone. I want rock.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I think that we'll have to end it on that disturbing note. This is
and
what
remember,
can happen if you're bad.
Go to scubaradio.com for your Christmas goodies.
You could do that. You get a shirt. You could get a hat. All kinds of cool stuff, for sure, right there at scubaradio.com.
Make America dive again.
Well, we don't have those hats yet. We're still working on that one, Jerry. So those are coming. But we got other hats. Just Scuba Radio hats. You can do that. Sure.
Cool stuff.
All right. And,
well, until next time.
Yeah. Well, are you guys taking over the show for me?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'll help you out. Just until next week. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Dive where it's better.
Yeah, I should have done that. Save diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.